So Medrash in Parshas Kisetze. It's a parsha with Kama Mitzvahs, one after the other, and Mitzvah Gereres, Aveira Gereres, Rashi's Mekasha them. But the Medrash says, it says, Esh Omer HaKosuv Ki Levi Aschein Heim L'Roshecha. The Pasuk in Mishlei. Levi Aschein, the Forshim explained that sometimes it's a type of crown, but made up of one thing attached to the other, like a string, like almost like a necklace, things attached. It's a levia. One is malava, the other, of chain, the person's head. It's going on that pasuk, ketzah. And what says one pshat, why it's levia's chain? Because first it says, in Odom ben Torah b'shoshu hu maskin, he gets old. So Stamazai, but the Derech Oilam, person who's old, is no longer the center of attention. Far from that, he's sitting on the side. Someone who learned Torah, Ben Torah, Odom Ben Torah. Doesn't even say Talmud Chacham, Odom Ben Torah. Vishoshe hu mazkin, hakoyel bo'in, umesavavin oisai, vishoyel oisai divrei Torah. The person who has Torah, that never gets outdated. Any other Chachma, any other Malacha can get outdated. There's new things, new technology. Yeah, but the chakir is in shlichus with the rayas and the knesets. No matter how many new svarim, mishonim, achronim come out, how many chaburis were said, nothing gets stale. It's with the mesavav and oisai, and yishoyil and oisai divrei taira. That's one pshat. Okay, dover achir, levi aschein. The Medrash Darsh is Milosh and Levaya, Melave. Kol Mokim Shetelech, Amr Pinchas, Vachama, Kol Mokim Shetelech, Melavois Oischa. Levoi. Levoi Milosh and Achila, Shtia, Velavaya, you Melave someone. You have someone being Melave you. So the mitzvahs, like someone, people have Shmira, you have armed guards, or other people, whatever it is, to be Melave you. That's what the mitzvahs are set up. Kisiv nebayis chodosh, I'm building a house. Asisa maite legagecha. There's a mitzvah on the bayis as a levoy. Imasisa deles, a mitzvah malavis is choshen emo ksavtem mezuzah. Lavashta kelim chadoshim, leisil bashkalayim. Halachta legaleach, I'm going to the baba. You need it. No, there's a mitzvah. Loisakifu pas roishchem. Sode, it goes to mitzvah, if the a sode, bayis, and afilu loy hoyisa oisek bedover. You're not doing anything, you're just walking, you're strolling. Which mitzvah is malave you? Doesn't mean which mitzvah I'm able to be mekayim. It's a mitzvah malave. Afilu lo yisa oisek bedover el mahalich bederech ha-mitzvahs malavis. Shenema ki kori kan tzipor lefonecho shiluach ha-kan. It's a certain histaklus on mitzvahs. The parashas listing one after the other. That a person has to look at it. That he always has a malave. Something be malavim is a mitzvah. Those are the two pshat in the Medrash Mizan as possible. But I want to tell another nekuda here. That it calls it a levi aschein. If you both pshat in chein. Mashma that the mitzvahs have a connection to giving a person chayim, more than mashma. A person develops a chayim, a chayim from mitzvahs. What exactly is chayim? I don't know. I don't have right now a very good description to define it well, but it's something that you can find words maybe in a thesaurus to get close to it, but don't know. Yes, why do you like that person? Yes, chen. What is it about him? You're like, don't know. Not exactly. Jesus, there's a certain chen, there's a certain, doesn't mean looks good. Doesn't mean he's a good personality. It doesn't do it. Not exact. Something, there's a certain shlemus of, you just motza chen be'enai, the noyach motza chen, the portion there explained. That it means matzachin. Maybe al pishuas hadin. You look at the mitzvahs aveiros chusim. Noach would have been nitfas in the marble of the Nei Doira. So what happened? If you don't know, this one I like. I'm not sure. Ask me later. The Motzachin, the Neich, the Mefoshim, and the Medrash. So, Chin is something very, very powerful. A person has Chin. Very, very powerful. It's a Matana Mishamayim. Sometimes we daven for it, right? Certain places. Where? Choinim is... If you're thinking about chayim, you can see it there. Yes. Benching. What? Yeah. Benimtzachayim b'seichel toif. There are specific places where we're mavakish for chayim, which is interesting because we say benimtzachayim. You can't give someone chayim if he doesn't have chayim. Yeah, everyone knows that. It's different levels. He's b'chein. Baruch Hashem, I'm looking at a lot of b'chein to b'chrim here. But if someone doesn't have it, you don't have it. That's the Eibishter's job to. So what's v'nim tzachin? We should. What's the tefillah v'nim tzachin? But there's something to that. It's interesting about the mitzvahs that bring a chein to a person. So a little bit. There's a Gemara in Soita on Daf Memtes, and the Gemara says, one of the Amorim says, Sholosh Chinois Hein. Sholosh Chinois Hein. There are three chins. Chain Hamokoim al Yoishvov, Chain Isha al Bailo, Chain Hamekach al Balamekach. There are three chains that you find. Chain hamokoim al yoishvav. A place has chain. To who? To the people who live there. And isha has chain. To who? Lebaila. A mekach has chain. To who? The baal mekach. What's the pshat? Says Rashi, in Tetzim and Aleph and Zayta, chain hamokoim al yoishvav, even if it's not a geshmaka place. The medrash is a medrash. Medrash something gracious, I can't remember right now where it is, that brings this down. It could be it's in Noyach, by the Noyach Matzachin, and it brings a story with Rabbi Yossi, who had a Talmud, that he was just not getting it. He was mazmer him, and he wasn't happy, he just wasn't. So Rabbi Yossi asked him, do you have a kishvan? He's not focused, why is he not... Kanare, he was not fully miyushev. He said, where are you from? So the Talmud answered him, because I'm not in my place. I was goyle from my place. He said, where are you from? From a certain city somewhere. And I'm not at home. Yeah? I'm not at home. And so Mil, I'm not. So he said, tell me something about this city that you live in. So he said, this city, as soon as a baby's born, they make a certain type of paste from dough that you have to smear on the baby, because otherwise the bugs and the mosquitoes will be menakeris moicher. They bite, it's terrible. The mosquitoes can do that. That's the minig in that place. So it was a place that Medrash is describing as terrible air. It's worse than no air conditioning. No air conditioning, it's all the air. I mean, it's terrible air. It breeds mosquitoes and germs. And that's what they have to do. So, and this person put him back in that place, this Talmud. He'll be learning, yes, the sugya, but here, by Rabbi Yossi, he couldn't get it. Mikan shechena mokoim al yoshvav. So, what that means is poshut. What it means is, you ask someone from the outside to describe this place, that place, the good, but someone who grew up there and lived there, there's a certain chen that mokoim has. You ask him, what is it? What you like, look at this. It doesn't add up. Yeah, it doesn't add up. But here, this is my place. There's a chain. This is my place. I feel at home here. It's Motzachin. And Isha al Baila. Maybe other people have a different opinion about the Isha. But she's always by the Baal. Nah, she's Motzachin. This is what I need. The chain, the third one is the Mekach al Baal HaMekchoy. You go over to someone who has bought something and they use it for 10 years. Why don't you get a new one? The better ones. It's not, I like it. You can't explain it. But it's matzah chen be'enai, and I keep it. I'm not doing anything with it. If that's your mokrim and that's your thing, the it's in its place. It's malachim. In the Sfasemes over here, he brings this medrash. A few times in Parshas Kisetze. And he says, when you hit the nekuda of the shorish of a dover, you'll hit the chen shebekan. The shorish of everything is going to be motzachay. There's a lot of outside things that disrupt it, so you don't always see the chen. Like the Baal HaMekach, it's in his right place. The same thing by mitzvahs. So back to this medrash. A person goes in his mekayim mitzvahs, it's malachim. A person becomes bachem to Hashem. In the Sfasemes, in one place, I just want to add on, it's not only mitzvahs, it's miyuchad by Torah. The Gemara in Erevin, when he brings the pasuk, ayeles ahovim umal vialas chen. Torah is malachim aloydel. It says specifically about someone. It's malachim. So Sfasemes, in one place he says, because someone who learns Torah, it says, you're konoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'atem tiyu kinuyim li. Yeah? Kinuyim alidei Torah. So v'meila, you become the Baal HaMekach. You're included in the chain of the Baal HaMekach v'mekhoi. But that's what he says in one place. But I think the Vez HaPshat is, a person mekayim mitzvahs in Torah, he's at home. That's what he was created to do. That is the etzem person, his mahus comes out. And v'meila, his motzachim. See, people who learn Torah, gedolim that learn Torah, why? They're motzachim, they're bachim, they're cute, some people say, right? They're motzachim, what is it? Not the looks, and it's not the midas, it's just Torah cleanses a person and brings out his ikur shoyrish of the person that is malachim. Torah is malachim. You don't have to know how it works, but it's something worthwhile having. Noach is motzachim, chen is like above the Shura Sadin. That's how a person gets Lefnum Shura Sadin. So when we're mispalal the Nimtza Chayn, so what was I asking? Either you have it or you don't. It says everyone has a Chayn, just not everyone's able to see it. When you're Malachayn to others, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you're doing, you'll be Bachayn. The question is just to find that Nekuda, like by a Mekach, like by an Isha. And Torah does that. Limud HaTorah, if you're the Medrash, being Mekayim the Mitzvahs, that's what the person was created for. Okay, I'm being misakim here. The drushes in the Medrash was on the word Levaya. It's Malava Ha'odom, or L'Roishech, it's a crown to your head, but it says Chen. It's Malava, it's a Levias Chen L'Roishech. In Parshas Kisetze, so it's not hard to connect the Parsha to Chodesh Elul. It shouldn't be too hard. Kisetze l'amalchoma aloyvecho. I saw most of the Sforim, Litvish, Chasidish, here everyone agrees that it's Remozim on the Melchomas, a person with his Yetzer. And I saw once in the Kli Yoker, I think it was in Shoyf, that he brings from the Sefer Akedah, that any time it says Melchom in the Torah, any time, there's the Pshat, but it's also referring to a Melchoma of a person with his Yetzer. He says, Yidua Hashlal B'Shem Di Akedah, which gives a person a license to Darshan. Any parashah, somebody got Muhammad, you now have the Jewish license to say a pshat. What does it have to do with Muhammad? It's a yetzer. But Kisetze is even more than that. It's even more than that. Because Kisetze, we'll get to Kisetze Muhammad al Rivecha, when it talks about Yifas Toyar, that you found the Yifas Toyar, the Reza Rivecha. It says he's supposed to make her look, in a certain sense, disgusting. You take off her fancy clothes. take off a hair, gilchas roisha, osa sos tziponeho, machlokes rishonim, some rishonim, many rishonim means let them grow long. Because long nails are obviously ugly. Not everyone learns v'osa samim from the Pepeva. You stomach even with nail polish. V'hei sira es simlas shivya me'aleh. Then it says, v'ochso es avia v'es ima. She sits there and she cries. Avia v'es ima yerach yom. Yerach yom is a month. So there's a zoyar over here. The Or Chaim brings it b'kitze. The Zohar says, Yerach Yomim Dohi Yarcho De Elu. It's interesting that many Sforim say this and you think it's like a Jewish. But a lot of Jewish has Friedrich and Mekoiris. And the Or Chaim brings it, Dohi Yarcho De Elu. It's not a Jewish anymore. This is a. So, talking about a Melchom over here, there's something about. So there's something about Chodesh Elul that taken out of this parasha. Besides, the pasuk starts with Melchoma. Mentioned in the Kudah, Kiseitze la Melchoma alukecho. It says, Vishavisa Shivyoi. We're going now that it's the Melchoma with the Yetzer. So two Nekudas. Number one, there's a diuk. It says kiseitze la melchoma al oyvecho. It doesn't say oyev. Oyvecho is loshen rabim. Then it says unison noi Hashem alakecha biyodecho. You'll win over him. It switches to loshen yochid. Before Shem all amadayik this. You're going out la melchoma to more than one oyev, but the nisonoi Hashem the haftocha. That nisonoi. The Chassam Sofer when he brings it down, he says it's a haftocha. It's not just. If you're going all out and you want to make a melchoma, you will win. That's the fact. It's a fact. Unesonai. But why does it say loshen yochid? So I saw in the sefer a period. Anyone familiar with the sefer a period ala Torah? I haven't given it out in a while in the raffle. It's coming. It's from the Balak from Shlomo Gansvi. The Balak Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a sefer called a period. He brings down here, it's really based on a Goyim, that the Goyim says in Mishlei, there are two Yetzirahs. The Goyim calls it Yetzirah HaChitzoini and the Yetzirah HaPnimi. Yetzirah HaChitzoini is outside of a person. What's going on outside? The Yetzirah is everywhere outside. There are certain places, if you go, you'll have machshavas and you'll be nimshach after something over there, whether it be Re'ir that you shouldn't be seeing. In Yonit Tznias, Pritzos. Sometimes it could be food. Sometimes it could be you go to a place that it's the best place to hack, and there's going to be major Lashon Hara over there. You know, like sometimes it's Yedua. You go to that place. It's, it doesn't have to mean, it could be a mikvah. Be, I don't know, wherever you over there. The Yetzirah HaChitzoni is in all places. There's a Yetzirah HaChitzoni that where you go, it'll bring you down into. And there's a Yetzahora HaPnimi, which is in a person's lathe. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. Your lathe is something in your lathe that's pulling you certain ways. Like, famous Maisu with Zoptas from the Belevi Yitzchak, from the Vaditshiva. It was Yom Kippur Ne'ila, and they were about to start Shemon Esrei. They were waiting for him for the signal. He was standing there with his talis. It was quiet for a minute. They're waiting for him. All of a sudden, he opens up his talis and he says, "Even you're in my, you're here, even here. Let me finish your kippah. You're here, Garis." He was talking to his Yetzahara. He was talking to his. We had to start. That's the Yetzahara Apnibi. Okay, Maisa. So says the guy. How does a person work on, he says, the Yetzirah HaPnimi, a person has to learn Musar. You have to learn Torah. Torah is a tavlin. And Torah will give you the koyach. I am the seal to show them there are ways to work on your midas, and way to work on, to be matar yourself. Usually Torah is the best way. There's nothing like Torah to be matish. There are ways to destroy your Yetzirah HaPnimi. the nekuda of Torah, the maila that Torah has over anything else, is that it doesn't destroy. It brings the Yetzer Hara in. It uses the Yetzer Hara for Torah. If you have a good Yetzer Hara, you can say a better Sfori, you'll have more geschmack at learning. You know that? So the Ben Yoyodo, that Olam Islam heard of, if you don't. Ben Yoyodo, in Sukkot, in the fourth parish, it says, in Pogah Becho Menuvel Zeh, which is referring to the Yetzer Hara, what do you do? In Pogah Becho Menuvel Zeh, Moshcheu Lebeis HaMedrash. Moshcheu, he says, leave him out of the Beis HaMedrash. You bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. He says, no, we want him in the Beis HaMedrash. You learn better, right? Achad Yitzchok and Slabotka used to learn alone. Altaf and Slabotka said, why don't you have a chavrusa? He said, I do have a chavrusa. So who's a chavrusa? He said, the Yetzer Hara. He said, if so, already learn with the Yetzer Tov. He said, no, the Yetzer is a much better chavrusa. The Yetzer is a much better. He said, three reasons, if I remember. So why is it? He said, three reasons. He said, number one, he's always here before me. No matter how early I come, he's there. Number two, he's smarter. Yetzer Tov. He says, that's right, I can shlug him up. The Yetzer Hara is never. He's always with the comeback, always with this, and I forgot the third one. What?
Never battles.
I don't remember the third one, but I call upon him. So says that the Ben Rabbi says the Ben Yoyada that is kedai to see inside, because he brings many makoyrus about this, that without a Yetzer Hara, he brings from the Zohar. I'm not going to go into this by Rikas now, but we have mentioned it. Without a Yetzer Hara la arayas, there would be no rizcha d'oraisa. There's a certain passion that person has for noshim and arayas, and that rizcha d'oraisa, the Brennan learning. If you don't have that Yetzer Hara, it's going to be dry, very, very dry learning. You won't have the. It comes from the same place. It just has to be there. So the Yetzer Hara HaPnimi is a way to do. What about the Yetzer Hara HaChitzoni? So the Goyim says, you can't win over the Yetzer Hara HaChitzoni. There's only one Yetzer. Don't go there. A person can work on himself and learn Musar and be a tzaddik, but if you go to a place where you shouldn't be, if you learn the best man in the world, and you had a Musa Seder. And even if you made a Musa Seder Lishmo without the raffle's good. The raffle's great. It's better. Shiloh Lishmo is better than Lishmo, by the way. Different Shmos. It's better. I'll learn Shiloh Lishmo is better. More quality than Lishmo. So someone asked me, is it okay to take, should he be learning Musa for the raffle? They're offering, how much is it? You don't know.
They don't put up a sign about it. They just put up a sign up sheet without any details.
How much so? So they didn't put up a sign how much the money is. How much is the money? So how does he know?
There's another sign.
Oh, there's another sign. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I guess. So someone asked me, maybe it's better not to join the raffle. I said, did they say over Shalom Ber Sirotskin? Once went to talk over with Rabbi Lake. What's up, Shalom Ber Sirotskin? Koilalim, the biggest Oran HaKodesh in the world, if you have time, being as man in his yeshiva in Rosh Rishon Lezion, biggest, most expensive Oran HaKodesh in the world. Yaakov, how much does it cost? No. Five? 5 million? No, I heard it was much more. Yeah, it's gold and silver. What? I can't hear you. It was whatever it was. It was more than 5 million. I don't know how much it was. It was something like between 10 and 20 up there. Yeah. So you have time. You go. It's time to look some pictures. You don't see the most mechubedik or nakoidish in Olam Hazeh. But anyway, so he has many koilim. Millions and millions of dollars. He once went to Rabbi Aaron Lade to ask him something. Rabbi Aaron Lade said to him, he raises money for Avreichim, for Bochum, for Yomtiv. He said, let me ask him, how much is in Lishma? He asked him Shabbat. So he said, how much is in Lishma? He said, 5%. The 95 is Shalai Lishma, but 5% of the Lishma. So Rabbi Aaron Leib said to him, it's a chaval on the 5%. He says, chaval. Okay, you have to be Rabbi Aaron Leib to say that, but to understand it, a person, when you have, sometimes when you have Shalai Lishma, Dik and Negias, you do a much better job. So right now, you have to be focused on doing the best job you could. Don't be worried. If you're going to raise less money and less learning because I'm interested in why Yerlam Hava Lishmo, forget about Yerlam Hava, do it for them. And if by doing it, sometimes the Shalai Lishmo and the Machayev gets a job done better, and if it's going to get somebody, you stop, it's a shame, you get to the Lishmo, you get to the they opened up a Koilal and Kovalan, the Koilal, in the time of Yerlam Hava Lishmo. You can only learn there if you Makabal Lima Toyo Lishmo and nothing else. Very, very hard to get. I don't know how they made the bechinah. It's hard to get it. And Rabbi Yisrael went, the visit early, came back. They asked him, what do you see? And Rabbi Yisrael said, Lishmo I saw. Torah, I'm not sure. the fighting with the Chavrusas and the Rizcha wasn't the same. Okay, I've always said that's... So I'll call upon him. Back to the two Yetzirahs. The Yetzirah HaChitzoni, says the Goyim, the Yetzirah HaChitzoni, you can learn Musar and everything you want. It's not going to help. A person has the best Zman, of the Hoyben Zman, and he learned. And then Ben Zman and his family is going to Miami Beach, and he has to go because that's where my family is. And nothing. There's no answer to that. Nothing's going to help. Nothing's going to help. That's what. So there's two Yetzirahs. So Mamela says the Apirion. I'm being myrich a little bit. That's trying to pause. Kitete lamachoma aloivecho is the pnimi chitzoni, but the nesonei Hashem aloikecho biyodecho is only the pnimi. The chitzoni, there's no nesonei Hashem aloikecho biyodecho. You can't overcome that and be miskaper. That it's always here. It will always be here. You have to know where you can go. And that's why it's rabbin. So it starts off rabbin because the melchoma's on both. But the tactic of the melchoma is different. One, you stay away. The other one, you miskaper on it. Okay, that's the Apirion. He says to the melchoma, "Loivecho v'shaviso shivyoy." If it's going on the melchoma tzayete, what does it mean v'shaviso shivyoy? What are you capturing? What are you capturing? A person wins over his yetzahara. What are you capturing? So, I'm going to tell you some sefer. What are you capturing? The Torah says in the regular Chidushik Sam Soif Ala Torah, says a Loshen. First he says, Nesonoi, Teida ne'emono, ki Nesonoi Hashem Elokecha biyodecho al derech va'ata timshel boy. What shivyoi? Shenishba etzloi mehakadusha el hatumo. When a person makes a melchoma with the Yetzer, you take back what he took from you. You'll take back what he took from you. The Yetzer Hora is a big ganav, a ganav the gazlan. He makes us use our koichas for other things. A person sometimes, sometimes people tell me they go to sleep early because they can't. You have to. 11:30, 12, they leave the Beit Medrash because they like to get a good night's sleep, they go to sleep early. They don't function good. And sometimes, Ben Azmanim, if you're sitting up Thursday night and you're not learning, you can stay up 2, 3, easy. You don't get tired. You don't get tired. Lav dafka because you're doing something physical. Mishmuzin. Yeah? That is the Yetzer taking the person's koyach, stamina, and energy of staying up late to learn. No, use it for other things, not for learning. And everything's like that. many, many koiches that we're busy using for other things, and you don't realize how tremendously powerful we are if we'd have those koiches. And when you make a person makes a melchava with the yetzer, he gets those koiches back. He gets those koiches back, number one. And number two, there's a certain nekuda, like a person, chas v'shalom, who has a tremendous addiction, right? He has to work on it. He's addicted to something. Smoking. When he really overcomes that, it's not just getting rid of it. He feels a certain shlita and a freedom, like a new man, like I never had this. He was never free. He was never free. He was addicted. Never enjoyed a Shabbos like he should. Because he's so worried about chapping that last cigarette before Shkia and making sure he's in a place where he can get it right after Shabbos. And it's a matzav. And all of a sudden he sees, wow, look at what everything I had that I wasn't able to appreciate. The same thing is with the Yetzer, the Shavisa Shivya. You'll get the Yifas Toya, that's how he says. You'll get a Yifas Toya, it's called the Yifas Toya. He goes on to be Mokrim Bali Tshuva Oimdim. Okay, that's the Shavisa Shivya. So what's with the Uboksa Avi of the Ima? Zohi Yarcha de Elo. What does this have to do with Elo? What does it have to do with Elo? So, what's that to do with Elo? Some of the Meforshim over here, nope, not over here, in the Yisoid Vishorish HaAvoida, he brings down the Zoya, the whole thing, he brings down the Zoya, and he says that in Elo there's an inyan of Bechiyah. He learns it, takes it simply. Bokso Bechia. And Rabbi said, just there are two types of Bechia. I think he goes with the Bechia on a person's Averis, on a person's Richuk from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was for the Yisoid B'Sharosh Avoida. He could steig from that Avoida. But there is another Bechia, others say, which means it's a Bechia when you miss someone. A bechia of gaguim, that we want to be closer to Hashem. That's the bechia. That is the bechia. When a person realizes it can be better, he misses it. It's the esponecho Hashem avakish lecho omar libi bakshu ponai. Esponecho Hashem avakish. You're missing something. Clapping what someone asked me last night. Is El scary or besimcha? It's different rochem. It's different rochem. Whichever one makes you happier and healthier and you learn better, choose that way. Okay? I don't think the scary way is. Some people need it. You know, Rabbi said some people like. The rocha that told me he goes to a certain shmooze. Somewhere, different neighborhood, once a week. And I said, I know what the shmooze is. I said, that shmooze is undiluted. It's not fair. It's undiluted. It's pure Musar, Reishis, Chochma, Shar, Gehenim. I said, why are you going? He says, I need that once a week. He goes in and he just tells them what it's saying. He does no fluff. That don't worry about it, just try your best. The Eibishter understands you and Mietz Hashem, you'll be fine. No, you're not fine. And you're going to Gehenim. And it says that the Shivat. The Shiva Madhuri Gehenim, the Rishis Chochma describes, I have in my house a tape of a tour of Gehenim. A tour of Gehenim. Okay, it's weird. I'm not going to go into detail now, but it's maybe about a half hour. It's a tour through Gehenim, describing, and with the sound effects. I'm not sure if anyone here was zeichet to hear it. Anyone here? Oh, the I played on Purim. There's a reason for that. I also have a tape of Gan Eden. But the one on Purim, I feel I can't play during the year because. You'll have a more shchur. On Purim, the Oilim could take it. I'm Purim the Oilam Kitei. Rak Oponim. So I asked him, why are you going to... He says that he loves it. Like some people like very, very, very spicy food that's almost not edible, that burns your mouth out. It's the same thing. Some people, they need that. They need a good smack, a good... But a regular person, that's not the way to go. So you pick the other way of Gagur. So I'm saying one pshat in Uboksa, but I want to tell you another pshat. What's the connection to Elul? Not the Bechiyah, but... Elul, it's brought in this form from the Arizal. Like we once said, a lot of different psukim that have Elul on Elul, it's a pasuk that says, Hanoisein Bayam Derech. Pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. Hanoisein Bayam Derech. And the Arizal says it's going in Chodesh Elul. It's a way to work it out with different shemois and maybe gematrias, but the Arizal says it's going in Chodesh Elul. Bnei Soscha brings it down. He says it's going in Elul. It's not a
rush. 52 days from Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, I think.
Maybe. I don't remember now how he worked it out, but what's the pshat? What's the basic pshat? So I'm telling like this. Hanoisein Bayam Derech means in a yam, Bipshute, there is no derech in a yam. You want to get from one side of the ocean to the other, and you look, okay, let's make a straight line, get in a boat, and start going. You won't get there. You will not get there. There's waves, and there's currents, and a lot of other things going on in the yam that you won't get there. When you want to get from one place in the yam, there are maps. And the maps were made with certain currents. There are drochem in the yam, just you don't see it. The yam is a yam. It's a mabo. But there are drochems. You look lost. There's drochem. There's maps and how to go and where to go. A person who had... So yam is going in Oilam Hazeh. Oilam Hazeh is a place you can drown and get lost. You have to have a compass. Derech to go in the right way. And noisin the yam derech is going on Chodesh Elul is the pshat because Chodesh Elul is a zman to steer yourself in the right direction, closer to the right direction, or at least change. You're going one way and you want like every inch that you, right? If a rocket is going to the moon, and they shoot a rocket ship to the moon, if it's a thousandth of a millimeter off, it will not get there. It won't get there, to be exact. Every teeny, teeny, microscopic millimeter is who knows what in the when you're going far. So you want to adjust it good. Elul is this man that a person can think about. It's mesugal for this, to think about where are we going in life? What do you want in life? What are we doing here? Am I going on the right mahalach? And the Tzenekute over here is as follows. It's not about tshuva. It's another thing. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Mishin Kiddushin. I'm a Kaddish as a Isha, I'm a Nasha, I'm a Koyin, I'm a Levi, Levi, I'm a Koyin, it's Bata. A Kaddish as a Isha, I'm a Nasha, I'm a Tzadik. She made it tonight, I want to marry a Tzadik. And I'm a Rosha, she didn't do her homework well. And afterwards she finds out, big Tzadik, not such a big Tzadik. The Gemara says the Kiddushin is Chal, why is it Chal? Because Shema, hear her tshuva b'liboy. Could be under the chuppah. He had a minute of. He got his head on straight, and he was maharer b'tshuva. So he's a tzaddik. So he's not a rasha. I never know that Gemara. Shema, hear her tshuva b'liboy. So the kedushin is chal. So you do. Who asks the kasha? But he did tshuva. Tshuva is not hero b'liboy. There's a mahalak. It's ikriya tshuva. There's a process in tshuva. To do tshuva, you need charota, vidui, and kabbalah al haba. Those are the three things hama'akvin. Rabbi Yoni has more, 20 yisoides in tshuva, milas in tshuva, but the three hama'akvin, if you're missing one, that's not tshuva. There's no kapora. Person is tshuva to get a kapora, you need charota. It's a process. Charota, vidui, and is that easy or not? It's not hashmuz. Is tshuva easy or not? It's a machloikis. The Bochum in Radni Yeshiva, the Yisrael Naftali, How are you supposed to do it? You're getting nervous. And Rav Tolly said, Nit Poshet. Charot, how are you going to have charot? You have to work on Kabbalah Lahabu. And then they asked the Chofetz Chaim. He said, they're worried about how you're supposed to. So basically, in Yiddish, he said, what's the big deal? Charot, Nidah Kabbalah Lahabu. Finn, go back there. So it's machlokes over here. It's machlokes. You have to know what it is. What's this machlokes? Davisen was geht die machlokes. What's behind this machlokes? You think about it. Okay. Akoponim, but frek de minchas chinuch, you mekadish an ish, and she said, Almanas, he said, I'm a tzaddik, Almanas shen tzaddik. Really, he's a rosha, and it's chalkos of hero tshuva. You're missing tshuva. Yeah, that's not tshuva. So the achronim answer and the yisoy is in a ready mishayim, the or zeruah. That when we talk about tshuva, there's two points over here. Hero b'tshuva does not mean he has a kapara for all these averis. When we say tzaddik in Russia, there's one bechina of having averis and not of having averis. But there's another bechina, what direction are you going on? Which train are you on? With tzaddik, where are you going? A Rosh is headed in bad places. When he's here with tshuva, he changed his mahalik, his kivun. That's what we mean by tzaddik. That's what she wants. And when she said, that's what she meant. The etzem, the shorish is in Rishonim, or is a ruah. That there are two different mahalikim. In Chodesh Elul, it's not the Yom Kippur, come to Yom Kippur, we have to worry about tshuva, worry about it. Right now, the bechina of tshuva, that Chodesh Elul is about, steering in the right direction. What do you want in life? Where do you want to be? Where are you going? Not the charoto, kabbalah, vidui. So that's the pshat. He's mahar b'tshuva derech agav. If you're a parperes, because we're talking about tshuva. The tshuvina rov. So he wants to ask the shayla in the emes. He said, "Amakadosh es ish almanasha nitzadik," and he's a rosha. But Kedushin Tzchal Shema Hira B'Tshuva. Yes, the Kasha, that the Gemara says in Kedushin, the daf earlier, that when you make a Tanai with Ish, just like if he's not there, he said he's a Kohen, he's not. He said he's a Miyuchos, and he's not. It's not Chal, who would be the opposite? If she wanted a Yisrael, and it turns out he's a Kohen, a lady, it's not Chal. It's not Chal. If he said, I'll be Mekadosh, but I'm going to ask you, you're not a Miyuchos. And he is. It's not Chal. Why says the Gemara? Because she doesn't want someone that's too much bigger than her. He's bigger than her. Loshna Gemara. She doesn't want a shoe that doesn't fit. She wants a shoe that fits. So if you, it's a frek, which should be Nerov. He said, Almanash Ali Tzadik. Really, what was he? A Rosha that did tshuva. B'mokim shevali tshuva oimdim. Ein tzadikim oimdim. So Bali tshuva is bigger. Which is bigger, tzadik or Bali tshuva? She wanted a tzaddik. What are you telling me? That even if it was a Rosha, but here with tshuva. Well, tshuva is bigger than a tzaddik. So why is the Kedushin Chal? That's what he is. What do you say?
It's still a tzaddik. It's just a higher majority.
But it's about tshuva. You're a different club. You're a different club. It's a different club. She wanted a tzaddik. Well, this is a tzaddik. She wanted a tzaddik. I don't want it. She doesn't want Bali tshuva. She wants a tzaddik.
He's on the way to becoming a tzaddik.
Okay. I think you have to learn the sugya to see it, but the Gemara is, I quote it, if it's something that's above her, she doesn't want. So the answer is, because if he's more miyuchas than her, he'll be mavaza her, like, you know, amochashim. So first of all, the Imriyemes answer that about tshuva, midarki tshuva is anova. If he's a real Baal Tshuva, he's not going to go around with his head being mevatel her. I mean, she has nothing to worry about. But more than that, Rabbi Yisai, in a unzere sprach, no matter how high a madrega the Baal Tshuva, they're not standing there with their heads above the tzaddikim. You know, they're not.
We know that.
We know that. So does she. The tzaddikim don't have a kupa shel shrotzim. Al Tzavorim. They don't have a Kupa Shel Shrotzim Al Tzavorim. So, She has nothing to worry about. She has nothing to worry about. The biggest Baal Tshuva in the world. She has nothing to worry about that she'll be looked down upon. Akoponim. But, let's go back to us. So, Elul is a Zman of Anoisen Beyam Derech. It would seem that what's the Bochsa as Avia? Rashi says like this. Rashi says, in Ubochsa as Avia, Kol Kach Lama. You take off her simla, Vigilchetz Roisha, she sits there in the Bayish and Mishtamish boy, and he sees that she's Menuvah. Kideisha Tehei Bas Yisrael Smecho Vizu Atzeva. Bas Yisrael Miskashetes Vizu Menaveles. In order to set up the picture, we're setting it up for the Baal that he should realize, you thought that this is the Yifas Toya, it's much more better, mutzlach, and prettier than the Bas Yisrael. Let's set it up the way it should look. And then on his own, he'll realize to be Megarisha and stay with the Bas Yisrael. That's what it's about, putting things in perspective. So there's a vort from Rebbe Elgin that I'm showing you how this applies to us. It's interesting. There's a vort from Rebbe Elgin Lapiano. He says, the Gemara says in Shavuos, it's a vort, Laman Aleph. It says there, Memra, on the darshaning, Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Midvar Sheker Tirchok. And it says like this, what are the halachas on a dayan? A dayan has Midvar Sheker Tirchok, Bimarachik. Minayim Lishnayim Shebo'u Ladin. Two people come to a din, Torah to a dayan. Echod Lovush Smartutin. One of them is wearing shmatas, torn ragged clothes. The Echod Lovush Itzdilas. And one is wearing nice in style suit. So what does the dayan have to do? He didn't even hear the tainas yet. Oimrim loy. One of them is smartutin, one of them is itzil and bas meyamona. Oimrim loy. We say to the rich, what's an oshir, what's an oni? We say to the oshir, lovish kemoisai, either take off your clothes and put on smartutin, ask him where he buys his suits and you put on the same one, oi, he'll be shuhu kemoisai. Or go out and buy a fancy suit and put it on the other guy. You have to come in equal. What's the moko for this? Halacha midvar sheker tirchok. Pshat is because this dayan, if two people come and one looks choshev and mechubud, you're going to have an atiya to give him the benefit of the doubt and the din toyer, not the shleper. That is how a person works. It's a moiridiki gemora, a moiridiki gemora. If we would have to be mechazik the dayan in such a situation, without this gemara shavuos lamnal, you say two people came in, one is a mechubadik of this, the other one is a pashata, he's dressed in this. And what would we tell the dayan? You would tell the dayan, open up a shulchan aruch and go over the halachas, mitvar sheker tirchok, learn the seelas yishorb, shara zahiras, be mechazik yourself in the lab so you don't fall into it. That's not what the gemara says. The gemara says, make them look the same. Rabbi, say, think about it. And after they look the same, they are the same? No, one is still an Oshir and Oni. One is still an Oshir and Oni. It's chitzoinis over here. Just say in this Gemara that's what is koveya by a person. What he sees, he's going to be machshiv and think of what he sees. Sometimes you notice, you come into a new place, new matzav, you meet new bochum, new people, and your first impression, you're already sizing up people by the way they look, what clothes they're wearing, oh, he's this and he's that. And usually, Rabbi Tzai, most of the time, after you get to know people, you see we're totally wrong. Wow, was I wrong about it? Why was I wrong about it? So where do you get your first impression from? You think about it. It's all based on simple chitzoni sticker things. So we tell the dayan, the Torah state midvar sheker tirchok, you have to do something that you shouldn't be. So he has to tell the Yoshir. Lovish kemoisai, put on some artutin, or you have to make it. So says Rebellion. He says like this. The Yetzirah is lovish in fancy, schmancy clothes of Meir Smartutin. When he comes with something, he sets it up with a juicy taiva and gishmak. And the Yetzirah doesn't have that, right? When they're selling certain things, or maybe it be food, the pictures in the elevator. Usually, most of my news I get from, that's my source of news, is the elevator. The things on the elevator. but whenever there's pictures about the things being sold, it's usually a nice, colorful shmack. A picture catches the eye. But if there's something about a shear starting, so there's a little shear or chabur in this, doesn't really catch your eye. So they're trying to put on catchy phrases to get you. It's not working. Catchy phrases, but. So when you, what do you see first? Rabbi said, what do you look at first? Tell me, what do you look at first? Which one? You start reading which shir, which chabura, or nice, geschmack, colorful, glittery. So that's the Eitzorah. So it says it really like this. So what's the Eitzorah? He brings the Gemara and Brochas Nafei that we've heard. La'oilam yargiz odom yitzroi atoi val yitzor hara. Shenema rigzu v'yal techato. You have to make a mulchom. If you win, nitzchoy mutov. V'im lav. So it says, yasoik batoyra. You better get more into toyra. Nitzchoy mutov. V'im lav. There's a shlav in the Gemara Kabbalah's Kriyashma. I'm skipping that over. Because he says that then, if that doesn't work, what do you do? Yaskir lo yoyim hamisa. Talking about how to fight with the Yetzer. You start learning Torah, Kriyashma. If those don't work, you have to sit down and yaskir lo yoyim hamisa, because that's what's going to break. So Rebbe says like this, you know, pshat, what are the two options? What's going on over here? He says, what pshat? He says, the Yetzer, or the Yetzer Torah. One is coming with all its fancy, schmancy, geschmack, and tights and things, the Yetzer. I'm trying to make him a chama, but it's not working. So the Yetzer is, Yetzer number one, yasek batoyle, he says, build up the Yetzer. You have to have a geschmack on the side of the Yetzer Torah, where you don't have what to compete with. If the Torah is not geschmack and fun and exciting, so the battle is lost. How is it? Get a geschmack asudya. When I see sometimes a bocher that has a fancy notebook and a real expensive pen, fancy, and the Gemara. When I go buy for Nutzma, when I get a new Gemara, I buy the newest, latest model. I go into this farm store, I said, give me the latest Oiz Vahodar, nice. They don't sell leather world. You have to buy the whole set. So I don't know. So give me the one with the leather seats and the power buttons and all the new gadgets. Pen to write notes. But I do have that. This is not my pen when I write notes. This is the one I just carry around with. Because there's a schooler for me. It helps me think better. It calms me down sometimes. Sometimes I have anxiety, so this calms. I don't know. But I have a pen at home that someone in the shir bought me. Very, very, very expensive pen. I don't know what it's called. I only know because I used to bring it into yeshiva. I was in a pocket and I swear I'm looking at it. So what? So where do you get that pen? I don't know pens. So I learned that it was a very, very expensive pen. So I keep it at home. Why? Because when you're learning Torah, make it the best, beautiful Gemara. Buy the nicest notebook with the best paper, the best pen. You have to compete. Make it geschmack. Make it moiridik. You know, I was in another yeshiva, and in the base medrash, there's one seat, there are tables. There's one seat, there's cushions on the seat, and on the table it's set up with, there's a holder for the pen with the clips, with the markers. It's like set up like an office. Well, the only thing there is missing the leather chair. So some people walk in, they say, but it's a base medrash. So I looked and I said, wow, that's great. That's great. You have to set it up. That's the Yasek Batoira. That's, you tell the Osher, he'll be Shuhu Meyamone. I'll be Shoka Moise. Make it look. Mitzvahs are the same thing, Rabbi say. Mekayim a mitzvah, whatever makes it beautiful, geschmack for you, spend it, do it. That's what you got to do. Make it the nice, fancy geschmack, building a sukkah, whatever it is. Whatever it is. That's. What if it doesn't work? So mutav. If that works, dressing the Yetzer Tov in the Me'amoneh. What if it didn't work? Then we go the other way, the Gemara says. What if imlav, lovash kamoisai? Then we tell the Oshir, you put on the smartutin. So the other method is, you take the Yetzer Hora, and you have to take off the beauty from him. Yaskir lo yoyim hamisa. you go to Har Menuchas, and they have the open graves, by the way, and on Har Menuchas, I have a good view from my house. Sometimes they always have some fresh graves in case of emergency, they have a dog, they have some dog. You go to Har Menuchas, it's time, Friday afternoon, buy yourself some tachrichim, some white tachrichim, go down there, you put on the tachrichim, you lie down at the bottom of the cave, just lie down there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and think about it. And then you tell the Yetzer Hara, this is where we're going to be. La'acha mei ve'esrim, we are going to be here, there's nothing here, there's no lights and it's very quiet. And that's it. This is where we're going to be. Okay, so you only have a certain amount of time to chaparay. And then you climb out. Now what do you want to do? Okay, what do you want to do when you get out? What do you want to go eat? Go out to eat your nice steak for lunch? Or are you gonna put in another hour in the base medrash Friday afternoon? That's Yaskel Yom HaMitzvah. So Rebbe said, you don't start with that. It could be a little bit drastic. You start with that. But Rebbe said, so Rabbi said, back to our thing. I said over the Yisoid of Elul says the Arizal is Hanoisen Bayam Derech. You have to readjust your compass. Machshavas of which way we're going. Aderech Atoyv. We have to make that decision in Elul. But the two drachim that are lefaneinu have to be balanced. One of them is beautiful. The Yetzer Hara is Derech. He has, it's clean, paved. He's pulling you. He's lovish. A suit, very, very, very expensive suit. Me'amona. The other one is smartute. So the avoide is balance it out. Yasek batoyra, look at the yifas toyra, the beauty of what we have when we're oisek batoyra, and at the same time, you have to show the Yetzer Hara who he is. Ubochza, yimanavala. Like Rashi says, the way Rashi learned the ubochza is setting up a matzav to see the beauty of the Bas Yisrael and Fakir. That would belong to Chodesh El, the Oilum Shabbat, the Chilis.
Grandson.